First reading from the prophet of Zephaniah sets the stage for all of the other readings today. Zephaniah wrote during the reign of King Josiah in about the year 600 BC, and his strong words of condemnation of the people of Israel were directed toward idolaters, those worshiping false gods, and the corrupt leaders of the people. And he foretold what would happen in 587 BC when Jerusalem would be destroyed by King Nebuchadnezzar and the people exiled to Babylon. The destruction of the temple happened at this time. But Zephaniah also gave the people hope. And the hope is, as he says today, that the Lord will leave as a remnant in their midst a people humble and lowly, who shall take refuge in the name of the Lord, the remnant of Israel. The Hebrew word for these lowly people is anawim, a word not really connected to a lack of wealth, but to people who depended upon God. They were the widows and the orphans, the crippled and the blind. They were reliant upon others, but ultimately they were reliant upon God. And St. Paul, in the second reading, likens himself and his followers to them. They, like the apostles, had given up everything, their livelihood, their homes, and their possessions to follow Jesus. And these are the people to whom Jesus is speaking in today's gospel. They're living in a land occupied and governed by the Romans, and they are awaiting deliverance. With that in mind, let's reflect on the Beatitudes by looking at the context, the message, and the audience. First, the context. Matthew says that Jesus went up a mountain. Now, this should probably remind us of others in the Old Testament who went up mountains, namely Moses on Mount Sinai and the prophet Elijah on Mount Horeb. Many scholars, in fact, most scholars, agree that Mount Sinai and Horeb were the same mountain, a real mountain on the Sinai Peninsula, currently called Jabal Musa, the mountain of Moses. And this mountain rises up to 7,500 feet. Moses and Elijah went up to meet God, who is on high, and they left the people below. But the mountain upon which Jesus is speaking, the mountain of the Beatitudes, is different. I visited it, and it's on the shore of the Sea of Galilee. And the top of that mountain is actually 80 feet below sea level. It's lower than Monkey Hill. So God is still speaking from a mountain, as he did in the past, but the mountain is accessible to all the people, especially the Anawim, the poor in spirit. And Jesus goes up upon it and sits down with the people. Now, throughout the prophets and the Psalms, the people of Israel have longed to see the face of God. Let your face shine upon us, O Lord, is a frequent cry. And now the people, most notably the lowly and the humble remnant of Israel, are seeing the face of God, Jesus Christ. And so that brings us to the message. Now, we often treat the Beatitudes as some sort of a positive version of the Ten Commandments, and that's fair. But we can't help but notice that Jesus, here in the early days of his public ministry, is pointing to the future of his public life. He is poor in spirit because he has made himself low, giving up his divine transcendence to be among his people. He will mourn for the effects of sin and on the death of his friend Lazarus. He will be meek, like a lamb led to the slaughter, in the face of his accusers and the authors of his death. He is hungering and thirsting for righteousness. He will be merciful in forgiving sins. His divine heart is clean and pure and sacred. He's not just a peacemaker, he's the Prince of Peace. And he will be persecuted for the sake of righteousness. And he's telling his disciples and followers that if they are like him, they will inherit what he will inherit when he ascends to the Father, the fullness of the kingdom of heaven. And who is his audience? Immediately, it's his apostles who have made themselves poor and will continue his ministry to the ends of the earth and share in his persecution and death. But it's also these Anawim, the remnant of Israel, who have not gone over to false gods and are awaiting the deliverance of Israel. But today's audience is also us, right here and right now. We have climbed the mountain into this church, higher in elevation than the Mount of the Beatitudes. We know how these Beatitudes apply to Jesus and to so many of his followers over the last 2,000 years. We want to be poor in spirit, dependent upon God. We have all mourned. We want to be meek. We want to hunger and thirst for righteousness in a depraved world. We want our hearts to be pure. We want to be peacemakers. And if we live authentically as Christians, we will be persecuted. And we want our reward to be great in heaven. But we do fail in some of these beatitudes, don't we? We're not always meek. Our hearts are not always pure. We're not always peacemakers. And that's why we're here, to be strengthened by the means that Jesus has provided for us, particularly the sacrament of confession and the bread of life in the sacrament of the Eucharist, the body and blood, soul and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. Not many of us are destined to change the world, but each of us can change ourselves through the grace of the Holy Spirit to conform ourselves to be more like Jesus Christ as he describes himself in the Beatitudes. And all of our prayers are contained in one of the earliest prayers that many of us learned as a child, the devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make my heart like unto thine.